Hello everyone, welcome to Extra Dinero. This is Jack. I'm hoping that you are having a wonderful and productive day today. So when I tell my friends that I sell online, they always ask me, what do you do? Where do you find these items? Do you really make money? And I have those answers for you today. So what do I sell? So basically what I do is I visit big box retailers. Big box retailers need to clear the shelves with new items. So what do they do with their older items? They put them on clearance. And that's where I come in and buy their items at clearance prices and flip them on eBay, on Let It Go, on OfferUp to make some extra money. So what are you looking for? What do you know it's going to sell or not? How do you know that? So what I do is I walk into my favorite store, which is Target. That's where I've had more luck. I have actually friends that have luck at, I have done great with Lowe's, with Ross. I have a friend that does really good at Ross and another one that does really good at Lowe's. I personally do great at Target. So once I walk into the store, I start looking down the aisles, but most importantly, the clearance items are usually at the end caps of these aisles. Also, they're usually at the back of the store. So just walk around for a few minutes. I'm sure you'll find it. For example, at Target, you will find yellow stickers. Every retail store is different. Some have yellow stickers. Some have stickers that say clearance items. Everybody's different. If you ask an associate that works there, they'll let you know. Or just walk around if you're too shy, and you'll find them. So at Target, you're looking for the yellow stickers. You'll find the yellow stickers. Now what? There's three numbers on that yellow sticker. You will have the original price, the clearance price, and then you have a mysterious number at the top right. Doesn't say anything. What is that number? It will usually have a 15, a 20, a 30, 50, and a 70. I'm sure you could guess by now, right? That is the percentage off of the original price of the item. So, which one do you get? Well, obviously, you would want to get the one that is off the most so that you could make more money off of it. So, you're going for the 70% off. It won't say percentage. It would just have 70 on the sticker. That's 70% off. I've heard of a mysterious 90% off. Never seen it. It's like the Loch Ness Monster. They say it's there, but I've never seen it. So, we'll see. Maybe some of my listeners will find the 90% sticker and let me know. Send me a picture of it. Again, I've never seen it. I've heard that it's there. I've read that it's there, but I only have seen 70% off. So with the 70% items, again, just because it's only 70% does not mean that it will be a winner. You have to use your smartphone. This is where you pull out your smartphone. Make sure it's charged before you go into that store, because it's the worst to find an item that is 70% off and your phone is dead. You don't know if it's going to make you money. You don't know if you should buy it. You don't know if you should leave it. What do you do? So make sure to charge your phone before walking into the store, or have a battery pack or something. So 70% off, you scan the eBay app, you find the item on eBay, you see how much it's sold for, you pull out an eBay calculator. There are hundreds of them on the app stores. You pull one out, you do the math, and then you see how much you make profit on each of these items after fees. Some of them will be winners. Some of them you'll be making $10, $15 after fees. Or some other ones you won't make anything. So it's up to you to decide to scan, do the work, and make sure you are getting a winner. Another tip. Sometimes you'll walk into the store and all you'll see is 50%. You'll see this one item that you know it's going to be a hot seller. That is a hot seller. Unfortunately, it's only 50% off and you won't make much on it, or if any money at all. But there's about 30 of them. What do you do? What I do is I put in a note on my phone, because you will be hopefully visiting a lot of stores, so you want to keep track of what store has what clearance items. So I put a note saying this store, this Target has this item for 50, come next week. So I show up next week, and most likely you probably won't find all 30 of the items, but you'll probably find 10, 50, and they will be at 70% off. So now is your time to buy. Now is your time to buy all of them if they're going to make you money. Buy all of them. Take them with you. Don't worry. The cashier won't look at you weird. She might, but who cares? You're making money, right? So buy all of them and make some money online. Also, some certain stores have different sections, and each store have different days they go on, they tag their clearance items. So you could ask an associate. Most of them will ask you a question. One or two will look at you weird, but again, who cares? You're making money. This is your business. You want that extra dinero. So you just ask, and they'll tell you. They'll tell you electronics or toys. Electronics goes on, we put our clearance items on Tuesdays. Toys is on Wednesday. You will only find new items on clearance from Monday through Friday. Do not spend your time and go there on the weekends looking for new clearance items, because you will not find them. Most likely the hot items are gone by now, because there are other resellers out there that are looking for items as well. So if you have time during your lunchtime on your way home on the weekday, stop by real quick and see what they got. But again, do not go on the weekend. You will not find any new hot clearance items. So don't waste your time on the weekends. But again, Monday through Friday is the time to go. Different times, just luck. It's up to you, you know, that's just luck. I couldn't tell you what time. I've never found an exact time. I just know Monday through Fridays, they put their items, their new items on clearance, or lower the old items more percentage off. So keep that in mind, guys. I hope this helps you. Go out there, look for stuff. The flip game is real. You can make some money. You will make some money. You just keep on pushing. You just got to keep on looking, keep on hustling, making that extra dinero. If you have any questions, shoot me an email at theextradinero@gmail.com. Again, theextradinero@gmail.com. And that's theextradinero@gmail.com. So have a wonderful day and keep on hustling. Bye.